Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Congressman Gary Palmer joins us now, speaking of lots of money. Congressman, back to D.C. this week to work on all the spending bills and Build Back Better bills and social welfare bills. Good morning, sir. Happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays, JT. I don't know, after that little intro, how happy that sounded.
Yeah. So where are we? Let's talk about this. Are we going to kick this, government, keeping the government open project down the road again? I mean, we're going to be out of money, what, December 15th right now?
Yeah, they do this, seems like they do this every year, and they'll push it as close to Christmas as they can, knowing that people want to get home to be with their families and try to hold us up and try to get us to vote for things that we don't want to vote for.
Well, the deadline is this Friday, really, December 3rd. And then Janet Yellen says by December 15th, if we don't get something done here, it's going to be even worse. So what's going on this week? What's in front of you and others there in Congress to battle through and get something done here that's going to make sense for all of us?
Well, they controlled the agenda, but the first thing that they'll take up is the debt limit and then funding the government through the balance of the fiscal year, which will end September 30th of next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned that they're going to try to load in things that, again, like I said, that we're not going to vote for. So my guess is this will be another party line vote. They may not get anything done this week. It wouldn't surprise me if we don't get anything done and that Pelosi lets it play out right till September 15th.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what the Democrats are trying to push down our throats here. And they can talk all day long about just taxing corporate America, people that make more than $400,000. And now all of a sudden, we knew this was coming. If they get their way, it's going to affect everybody. And Senator Tommy Tuberville has said, look, I don't care if we take this all the way to Christmas to avoid anything that's going to affect, Americans' tax structure and their pocketbooks, we'll hold this up forever in the Senate if we need to. So when it comes to this whole monster thing that Biden and the Democrats are trying to push through here, I still don't believe they've got the votes in the Senate to get it done. Anything changed in the last week or so on all of that?
Well, if Manchin keeps his word, there are things in that the bill that passed the House that he said he would not support, one of which is the repeal of the Hyde Amendment that prohibits federal funding for abortions. The dollar amount they claim to have reduced, but even Wharton School of Business, their budget model projects this to be at $4 trillion. So there's several things that Manchin said he wouldn't support. I don't know where Senator Kyrsten Sinema is on things, but if Manchin sticks by what he said, they'll make changes to that bill and they'll have to send it back to the House, which I think will tie it up into next year. And JT, I don't know if people are fully aware of this. You mentioned the tax increases on businesses. Well, first of all, businesses don't pay taxes, people pay taxes. So that's just going to increase inflation, and inflation is a tax. We're already seeing it with energy costs. I'm very concerned about household utility costs going up this winter, and people having to cut down on how warm they can keep their homes, which will impact their health. Yeah. It's already a scandal in Europe, the number of people that have died because they were choosing between heating and eating. And there's 87,000 IRS agents that they're hiring to monitor everyone's bank accounts that have more than $10,000 in transactions in their bank accounts on an annual basis. It's just crazy stuff.
Well, Gary, what's on your agenda this week to kind of head this off and move the country back in the right direction here? I know it's a tough battle every day with control of the House being on the Democrats, but what's on your plate today and through the rest of the week?
Well, we're focused on getting the message out to the American people about what the Democrats are doing to the country. And I think we're set for a major wave election next year to get the majority back. And a lot of the stuff that's in this legislation is only going to be funded for 2 or 3 years, which will give us the opportunity not to reauthorize it. And I think it's the Democrats have basically dared us to not fund this in the future.
Continuing our conversation with Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer about what's happening with the crazy spending going on. The Democrats want to shove down our throats here. And the midterm elections coming up. Gary, as we were talking, do you believe at some point there's going to be so much compromise by the Democrats that even Joe Manchin will buy in? And it's still not going to be good for, you know, what we would consider in the Republican Party for America. Do you think we're going to have to swallow something at some point, first of all? And then secondly, if in fact we do, can the midterms change all that and we can abruptly stop the madness if in fact Republicans take over? Start with what you think may end up being compromised and worked out.
Well, if they reinstate the Hyde Amendment and address a couple of other things, particularly on the energy side, because Manchin represents a coal state.
Right.
And Biden's energy policies have had a devastating impact on West Virginia. So I think those are a couple of things that Manchin would have to have in order to vote for the bill. If those were changed and sent back, I'm not sure the Democrats would pass it in the House. But if they did, what I'm trying to get across to people when they say this is $1.75 trillion, it's really not. It's $4 trillion because we do everything in 10-year windows. But in this bill, the Democrats are trying to fool the American people by only funding these programs, these new programs, which are the real problem, for only 2 to 3 years. They don't fund them in those out years. And that's how they get it down to $1.75 trillion. I hope Joe Manchin understands that, and I think he does, and won't support it. So we'll see. But if it does pass, because they only funded these for 2 to 3 years, mm-hmm. When they come up for funding again, I think we'll be in the majority and we'll just say no. And we'll have the backbone to say no.
Yeah. Well, that takes us to the midterms next year. And let's say that the Democrats put together something that even Joe Manchin can buy into, and he does. Once this changes, and I believe it will, and the Democrats lose control of the House and the Senate, can you just immediately put the blockade up and stop it and reverse it? Or does that take forever to do as well?
I don't think it will take forever. It'll be a matter of having the will and the courage to not reauthorize these programs and not fund them again.
Can you cancel them?
I think we can cancel them. And I think that's what we ought to be telling people, that you hire all these new people for all these new liberal programs that you want to set up. Don't plan on earning your retirement, because I, for one, will be pushing to cancel those programs.
Well, yeah, me too, because the way the country's going now and his approval ratings are in the tank, I can't see anything but a changing of the guard in Congress. So, yeah, praying, hoping, and just looking forward to these changes and getting this ship back upright and get the train back on the right track. Congressman Gary Palmer, thank you so much. I appreciate you this morning.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.